Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 190. This is the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. And our backs are up against the wall. Wouldn't you agree?
I have a washer and dryer over here, but I wouldn't say it's a wall.
My back's up against the wall. We got to get out of here. We're not ending the podcast right now. What I'm saying is Brody and I have
a cruise, sort of.
Well, would you call this a cruise?
You know what? It's a non-cruise to nowhere.
Yeah, we're hanging with our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line and the morning show. We're going to have dinner and we're going to meet everybody. And then they're going to start up. They're going to crank it all up again because the Norwegian Breakaway is leaving on Sunday out of New York City, right next to the world famous Intrepid on the West Side, and we said, we have to do this podcast. Well, we don't have to. We want to do the podcast, so we got to get one in before we go. So we are here,
right? Because we didn't do one last night, and a couple of people are upset.
Why?
They're tweeting at me, go, where the hell's the episode?
Yeah, so. I. You know what? It's
no. Wednesday, I like it. I want people. No, to
no,
like
I like
it.
The passion. But Wednesday, Thursday, you know, you're gonna get one here in the middle of the week sometime.
Right.
Although now we're toward the end of the week. I mean, Wednesday's the middle. But depends on. It's all relative, though. For some people, there are people that are off on Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesday's the beginning of the week.
That's true.
So, So anyway, we have some things that we wanted to cover today and say hi.
I may not be able to keep doing the podcast. I hate to break it to you, but I was given a huge opportunity on Instagram.
Where are I'm not you sure now? How oh, I, Brody. What Brody, what did they come to you with? They come with an 8-figure deal here to be an influencer.
A guy named Brett Darren. He's an A&R and publishing consultant.
Oh.
Former casting consultant for America's Got Talent and American
Idol.
Of course. All right. He DM'd me and said, would you be interested in putting together a girl group?
Oh, dude, I mean, of
now,
course.
Now, here's the thing. Is he talking about an orgy or is he talking about a music group? Either way, I'm in. So I never contacted him back, but what do you think? Scary? Should I, like, why me? Why would he ask me to
because
put together
a
girl
I passed.
Group? Did you?
Yes.
He contacted you?
He sure did.
No.
You got my sloppy seconds on this one.
I got all these girls' sloppy seconds.
Wait, I got to find it in Instagram
oh,
now.
Oh, pull it up.
So you said wait, what's his name? And I'm going to tell you my response to him, too.
Brett.
I love these people. They're playing mommy and daddy with us. Good cop, bad cop.
Well, how do you know I didn't go first?
Well, because let's check the dates. Hold on a second. Wait. What's his name? I'm searching in my DMs.
I said Brett.
No. What's his Instagram handle?
BDA. Just search for BDA.
BDA. Okay. Brett Darren?
Okay. Yep. That's
him. I mean, that's okay. That's fine. Yeah. So he writes to me on September. What's the date that yours came in, Brody?
I did a screenshot. So let me go back to my Insta. You tell me what yours is and I'll pull up my Instagram and see what day it was.
Oh, yeah?
Could have been the same day. Let me see. Hold on. I'm scrolling. The search on mine doesn't work. If I search for Brett, it'll show me every Brett on Instagram. Yeah. It doesn't.
September 12th at 12:25 a.m.
Okay.
Hold Nothing on. Like sitting there at after midnight, hanging out in bed or wherever he may be, and hitting
it.
Up my DMs.
Ugh! Here come the group text messages. Oh my God! Stop.
So let me just tell you what he writes. Would you be interested in putting together a girl group? And I wrote,
yeah, copy and paste.
I would not know the first thing about it. I'm not a record label. And then he writes, you're in radio, so figured you knew some talent. And then he gave me the emoji with the shades. Now, is he throwing shade or like, sorry, or what is that supposed to be, cute? When you throw the emoji with the sunglasses on it. I don't know.
I got the emoji with the sunglasses.
Yeah, and then I wrote back to him, I wish, but it would also be a violation of my contract and a conflict of interest with what I do for a living. LOL. Because it's true. I mean, we never in real life be able to put together a group.
Yeah, you could. You just couldn't pitch them to the radio station. You couldn't do anything to help them.
I was under the impression that we can't do anything in the music industry that would taint or sway anyone.
You said taint.
You know anything, because then that means I can manipulate the playlist. You know, what if this girl group becomes big, I may have to step aside from my radio job.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know about this. I guess the podcast is okay. But so I'm he goes, to step away.
Haha! It can also be talent search through the station. Not so much. I love you, Brett. Wouldn't know the first thing about getting together a group. Producing a group. I just don't
understand why he would come to two producers on a morning show.
Scooter Braun, Skeery Braun. Right.
Skibbity Bop Bop.
Skibbity Bop Bop Bop.
I don't get it. I'm trying to search for it. I can't find it. Hold on.
All right. Brett, well,
try again. Hold on.
Anyway.
Hold on, Brett. No, you know what? Where it is.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
When?
What was your date?
September 12th at 12:25 a.m.
What time?
12:25 a.m.
Okay. I want to send you a screenshot so you can see it.
You had it right before me. 12:24.
Yep. 12:20. I'm gonna send it right now, so you believe me. 12:23 a.m. on September 12th. So you got my. I ignored him, and he hit you up.
No, I think we were both victims of a blanket text.
Well, I got another blanket text this week. Let me pull up the other one I got this week, and you tell me what you make of this, because it was a little sketchy on my end. Because first I got excited about it. I'm like, oh, that's really nice. Hold on.
Yeah, this girl group. Yeah, girl group. Put it together.
Yeah,
a
girl group. Right. By the way, if you're a member of a girl group and you'd like to contact us,
yeah,
yeah, we'll. Send us a tape if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's like that's a guy walking around like saying, "Hey, listen, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll have a look."
Right. So I got a DM. I got a DM from Mary. I'm not going to give her last name.
Yeah.
She writes, "Hi!" ! Double space. Want to thank you so much! ! Your work makes me laugh every day and brought joy and sanity during COVID.
Your work, huh? Work? Hold on. Can you be more specific?
Warmth and respect, Mara. So I looked up Mara. Mara follows me.
Yep. For now.
Yeah, right. She doesn't follow anyone else from the morning show.
Yeah.
So somehow she likes only me on the morning show. Right? It's not like she's a Brooklyn Boys fan, because she would have followed you also or the Brooklyn Boys. And she doesn't follow my Walking Dead
or Elvis. Or Elvis. I mean, that's
so I said, so I wrote, thanks for the nice note, Mara. I have a question. You don't follow any of my coworkers, so I'm wondering how you came about my work or my Instagram account. She said, oh, I saw you on Clubhouse. Wanted to extend a thank you. I'm an actress and a producer.
Okay.
So I wrote back, okay, but I'm not on Clubhouse. I assumed you were a listener of my morning show or my podcast, but you aren't. Forgive me, I often get people who copy and paste notes to people in the industry who just want to connect with other people, and that's fine. I was just curious as to what I've done that you like so I can keep doing it. What is it exactly I've done that you like? Have not heard a response.
Nope, no response. And by the way, you'll get the unfollow in about a week or so.
Let me see if she follows me. Hold on.
No more. Unfollow. No,
I'm clicking on her program.
They only do it to follow you to get your attention. That's it.
Yep.
Unfollowed. Yeah, because you know what? If you're going to try and disguise it, at least live it. Do better. Do your research. Do your homework.
No, she still follows me.
For now. She check back. Me, let's follow up in a couple of more
she
episodes.
She follows Colbert Late Show, Daily Show.
I already hate her.
A lot of industry people. Yeah. A lot of like industry shows.
Yeah.
I don't see any other comics that I'm looking at. No, I see no, a lot of politicians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We overlap on some politicians. No. Nobody that I know, but she follows me and she's thanking me for my work.
Yeah.
But apparently she thinks I'm great on Clubhouse.
Well, you know something?
No, there's a David Brody on Clubhouse who must be raking it in.
Well, maybe it's that other David Brody.
Oh, can we talk about that?
No, I'd rather not. That ruins my day.
Can I just tell you, I would like to send a thank you because I had a problem. I had a problem with two people who sent me vicious hate tweets, okay? Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and look at my Twitter. I'm not going to give them out again. I don't want to start the fight. But one of them, her name was Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And she attacked me thinking
I'm kidding.
Okay, you son of a bitch. She attacked me like a lot, like people do when they think I'm the other CBN guy. Okay. And then another woman attacked me. And so I wrote like six people. Right, because the guy said something that most people would think is stupid, and they attacked me thinking I'm him. You guys know the story already, so I emailed everyone back. I tweeted everyone back rather, and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm not the David Brody you want. Please delete the tweet. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Whatever. Blah blah blah."
Yep.
One woman wrote back, "No," and one woman wrote back. Let me see if I can get it. She said, "She wrote, not going to do it," and I said, "You know." People kept replying to her tweet and attacking me. I said, "Hey, listen, do me a favor. I'm not the guy you want. Please delete the tweet." She wrote back, "Boo hoo."
Wow.
So I sent our slices.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, hey guys,
you got the army.
This is the story.
The army after her.
I sent the army.
This is the story of a girl."
What? That's 9 days, right?
You said this is the story.
Oh, right. Yep, sorry.
Of a man named Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And so a bunch of our...
Story of my life.
Very loyal listeners,
yeah,
like Christopher Travers, went after her.
Good.
Hardcore. Just vileness.
I love it when the slices rise up.
Oh, they rose up. They got very, very upset at this awful woman, because I asked her nicely, and she would not delete the tweet.
You know what? Fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck her. I'm sorry. I don't mean to spread hate. It's not the Brooklyn way. You
right.
spread
so
love.
Rich Feltz,
spread love. It's the Brooklyn way.
Rich Feltz attacked her. Show the Coco.
Show the Coco.
Show the Coco. Mm-hmm. Attacked her.
Is that a drug reference?
Solo Sue 865 attacked her.
Good.
But I want to see if I can find like one of the really vile attacks.
Well, you know,
on our end.
Why didn't you just ignore her? Why does it bother you?
No, I wanted to. Well, Christopher Travers. No, the people who stuck up for me.
Right.
Boo hoo, bitch. You're getting someone involved that wants nothing to do with your dumb shit and propaganda. You're fucking lame. You kept at David Brody in your tweet to gain clout. You're a bum. This is probably the most action your Twitter feed has had in months. F you to the person.
Oh my God.
Milk Meniger, hey, don't F with our Brody tweet, who you actually are not so fond of, you jackass.
Damn it. I love
there
it.
There are a lot more, so I apologize if I didn't get to all of you.
The hits just keep on coming.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So one woman who said no, the other woman, she immediately said, "My mistake, I didn't realize," and she took it down. After she said no, she then realized, you know. Yeah. Jason Curley, thank you very much for your hate love.
Yeah. You know what I love so much about us, about our podcast?
But
we always know how to start on such a positive note. And there it was.
Oh, would you like a positive note? I'll give you a positive note.
Up right after this. Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Skeery and Brody. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Because I was going to drag us down. I was going to bring us right back into the mud because I got a complaint. Oh, I'm seething with anger, Brody. But I'll save that. Could be a scary rant for later on. But now we got to balance it out.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Jason Romano, who I didn't thank for sticking up for me.
It's going to hit you with that.
But I had some good news.
Oh, you save money on your car insurance?
I did, 15%. So after almost a year of trying to get it done and getting a graphic that was high res enough, BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
That's BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
There you go. You can now purchase a Walkers and Talkers t-shirt.
Yes, it's right there in the store.
Right there. So have at it. It's a multi-color. It's more colors in one logo than anything the Brooklyn Boys put together so far. However, we talked about some merchandise last week on this podcast on the Brooklyn Boys. Some
and we have an update.
Holiday merchandise.
And by the way, I'm getting a little excited because we saw some designs for said merchandise.
The team is already working on some designs.
And by the way, he created three ornaments for a Christmas tree, and all three of them I'm in love with. But
yeah.
He's going to continue on
right.
That.
There'll be some Hanukkah stuff too. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I had an idea for a shirt, Scary. Do you think people would buy this shirt?
What does it say?
It says BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com. Then in big letters, much bigger font, it says that's. And then it gets the BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com again. Maybe a bumper sticker?
I don't know if that would sell.
Maybe a wallpaper for your laptop?
I don't know if that would sell.
Maybe a tattoo?
So, permanent? I got burned out of $20 over the weekend. I was
already
at
I'm upset.
iHeart Radio Music Festival. No, this isn't the rant. This isn't the rant. No. The rant happened yesterday afternoon, and it involved fucking me over with my food. No one comes between me and my food. Okay, it pisses me off.
I want to lose a finger.
So I was at a music festival, and we were backstage hanging out at the Warner Brothers Music Lounge. They do it like a special thing for some of the artists and some of the people that are hanging out back there. And I was, you know, me. I like to, what do they call old school 80s reference? Hobnob with the Goober Smoochers?
Well,
I just stole
that's
that.
That's one guy who used to work at Z100.
That's what he was. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I used to be basically hanging out with some friends in radio. And there was a guy, and again, judging a book by its cover, that's what this story is about. He was standing in the corner, tall, like lanky guy, blonde hair, just had a t-shirt on with a giant credential around his neck, mm-hmm. you know? So, and I'm like, oh, maybe he's probably a record guy, and he's talking to just one person, and no one else is around them. So one of our friends from Detroit, I believe, or where were we? Chicago. She was like, hey, one of our radio friends. She says, hey, she goes, that's Phineas. Phineas, if you don't know, is the older brother of Billie Eilish. Helped her, the two of them, collabed on her album, When You Go to Sleep. Where Do You Go When We Go to Sleep? You know, that the smash album that we were playing five songs from. And he had been on stage with her probably about a half hour.
Was he on stage with Billie Eilish or was he on stage with her?
With Billie. Okay. A half hour prior, rocking his fucking guitar, just fucking playing like frenetically with her, like going crazy. And I was there to see it right in the front.
Amazing. And you were able to do that.
I walked into the pit to see her set. And
did
he
you
was
get
going
in the
crazy.
Pit and try to love someone?
He was going nuts.
Right.
And then, now fast forward a half hour, and this dude's in there. Yeah. Right. And then she goes, hey, that's Phineas. Looks like him. And I'm like,
Phineas J. Ferb?
And I'm like, I'm like, there's no fucking way that's Phineas. I said, that's faux Phineas. And she's like, no, it's him. So she starts Googling pictures and images. And I'm like, look, why don't you just look at the video that I took a half hour ago? So we take my video from Instagram and we're still trying to pause it and like look. And I'm like, look, the sideburns don't match. I'm like, that's not him. I'm like, and plus he's got higher cheekbones, whatever.
Sideburns? He took his sideburns off from the stage?
So I'm looking. And she's looking, and now four of us, and our friend Spike from the Mojo show,
Spike's
in the morning,
good guy, yep.
He gets in on it. He goes, I don't know, man. I think that's fake Phineas. And that's a Phineas. And then the other girl goes, nah, that's Phineas fraud. And then I'm like, yes, faux Phineas. That faux Phineas. And then the girl, she's like, dude, it's got to be him. And I'm like, but look at the frame. And now we're holding up my phone with the picture that I took 30 minutes prior and the guy standing in front of us. And obviously the outfit was completely different. And I'm like, nope. And he goes, I'll bet you $20. So
then
now
it was or wasn't.
No, some guy, you know, one of the guys from put up $20. The girl decided not to. You know, again,
he's
already
is Phineas or he's not
that
Phineas.
He is Phineas. And I said, no, that's faux Phineas. I said, $20. $20 says he's Phineas. And I said, nope, not a shot.
Now wait a minute. You're the guy who I convinced some guy in a restaurant was the quarterback of the New York Giants because he had a blue t-shirt
Daniel Jones.
Before, but when he first was a rookie.
And I was thinking about
took
back
a picture
to that time.
With the guy.
That's right. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I'm not going to fall for that shit again.
Right.
That's fake Phineas.
So this is partly, I'm partly to blame for this story.
You are, because I don't believe it anymore.
You're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe again.
Plus, if you think about it, it was 30 minutes ago. And what do the artists do after they perform? They go
they
out
hang
the back
out and
door.
Do nothing.
They leave. No, they leave because they're finished.
Or they're Phineas.
They're Phineas. It's fiend. F-I-N. Finale. Yeah. They're done.
Right.
So Phineas was. So, a long story longer.
Oh, good. Wait a minute.
He goes over. I know. He goes over.
You'll edit this, right?
The guy from the radio. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, it's been edited. If you're listening to this right now, we edited this down from 37 minutes.
Okay.
He goes over to him. He goes, dude, are you Phineas? And he goes, yeah. He goes, thank you. Can I take a picture? Sure. Click. It was fucking Phineas.
Unbelievable.
Did you ask him to
explain his sideburns?
Against all odds. I don't know.
Because thanks,
Phil
Devin
Collins.
Yeah,
Phil
right.
Collins.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it, Brody. He was just hanging out in the friggin' room, drinking. No one around him, no security guards. And he was just wearing a ragged t-shirt with some jeans. And he had a Passover on him, like an actual credential.
Well, he's Jewish?
A credential.
You said Passover.
A pass on him.
Oh, okay.
So just know that you know, some celebrities could just be hanging out incognito, just kind of like chilling, mingling with the crowd, not trying to be like, I have sunglasses on, I don't have an entourage, I'm not hanging out in the corner. No, he's just talking to people at the bar, hanging out like do-do-do-do-do. It was just really cool. Fake Phineas.
Well, speaking of Phil Collins, since you mentioned Phil Collins.
You'll be in my heart.
Yeah, if you don't, you should know who Phil Collins is. If nothing else, for the drum solo in the air tonight. One of the most famous drum fills of all time. Okay, so I think I told the story about meeting Phil Collins and the close talker who used to work with us, who was rambling to him for like 5 minutes about every concert he ever saw him in. I did tell that story. So when I had met Phil Collins, I guess it was about 4 years ago. He had a hip surgery and knee surgery, and he had lost a lot of weight. He wasn't walking well, but couldn't have been a nicer guy. Anyway, he's back in the band, but he originally was in a band called Genesis,
right?
Where he was just the drummer.
Which, by the way, they're saying Genesis is going to tour again, and it will be their last tour coming
interesting,
up.
Interesting that you're giving me news from a year ago. So, Phil Collins was the drummer of Genesis. And Peter Gabriel was the lead singer. Peter Gabriel left Genesis for his own solo career in the 80s, and Phil Collins was thrown into the lead singer role and then eventually went solo. So you know him from he has a lot of hits.
Sure.
Well, they're already back on tour, Scary Jones. And the story is he's so frail that he's singing from a chair. So he just sits in a chair and the band plays. Now, if you remember about, I don't know, four or five years ago. Yes. He can't hit the high notes anymore. So he doesn't. It's I can't sing anymore. Boom, 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 boom. I can't stand anymore.
So,
if you remember, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, also, who was the drummer in Nirvana.
Yeah.
And then became a singer and lead guitar player once Kurt Cobain died. So, Dave Grohl, Phil Collins, something in common right there.
Yeah.
Drummers who became lead singers. And then had another career after the first band. So if you remember, Dave Grohl had leg surgery, broke his leg or something. He did a whole tour sitting in a big throne, could not walk. Axl Rose did that, I think, with AC/DC. Sat in a chair. He couldn't run around. So not unheard of. But if you were a fan of this band, and they're all like 70 at this point, mm-hmm. around 70, would you feel ripped off that he wasn't running around? Or would you be like, I came to hear the music?
I'm singing. I can't dance. I can't sing now. You fucker.
Well, he jokes now during that song.
He goes,
there's video of him performing in Florida where he's joking about how he can't dance.
Let me ask you this: what percent of his voice is still there? Is it still there?
It's like 30%.
Is it still Phil Collins?
40%. Yeah.
Oh, so this is the we're cashing in tour. Fuck everyone.
Well, this is the good. This has got to be the goodbye tour. I can't imagine he's going to have much left in him.
Well, as I said, I just reported.
If you wanted to see Britney Spears lip syncing in a chair, that would be like no good, right? Part of the reason why you go see Britney or Janet Jackson, like, you know, performers, or J-Lo, is to see the dancing. Like, if you went to see J-Lo in concert, she was in a chair, that wouldn't be good.
Right.
Right? You want to see her butt shaking around and crawling on the stage.
Right.
But Phil Collins is 70. You're like, nah, I don't care if he moves around. Right, does it matter?
I don't know. You know, it depends on how much you love the artist. If you know it's going to be their last stand, no pun intended.
You definitely meant pun intended. Cut it out.
Pun intended.
You
know, if that was the case, and this was your all-time, one of your favorites, I think I would go to the show anyway, just with lower expectations and saying it is what it is.
Right.
I mean, but if you're... like Billy Joel, for instance.
I thought the same thing.
He sits in his piano. Well, he can get away with that because that's what he does, right?
Right. But I saw Elton 2 years ago.
So Billy will come out.
Elton doesn't move from the piano for the most. He just sits at the piano.
He's another one, right. But Billy will come out and play, like start with his guitar and play We Didn't Start the Fire or something like that.
Yeah, he doesn't We Didn't Start the Fire. But
he did. Yes, he did. I saw him do it personally. You can't tell me what I saw.
Not
but
often.
He did it in the one show. He just opened up with that.
I've seen the man like 20
times. And he was playing guitar.
Least.
And he came in and he played guitar. But he plays guitar for one song.
Right.
And then he goes and sits at the piano. And that's where his fat ass stays for the rest of the set.
He plays piano standing up. He runs around the back of the stage.
Well, he's still not Billy Joel. He walks with a little limp, you know?
He does.
He's been hit with a few shells, but he don't walk with a limp? Well, he walks with a limp. Hasn't been hit with any shells. But
yeah.
Point is, I love Billy that much that I'll continue to see him again and again. However, Bon Jovi, on the other hand, I don't know, man. But
if Bon Jovi was in a chair and fist pumping from a chair, I'd be okay with it.
See, for me, it's like, all right, like for instance, right now, like I've seen Bon Jovi perform in recent years, and he does not hit the high notes.
You're talking about the band or the singer?
The band.
Okay.
I've seen them perform. Right.
And John doesn't. People call him Bon Jovi.
But everything they're doing, all the songs are slowed down and more melodic, and they're not as you know, rock metal edge like they used to, like you remember on the track.
Right. So I saw him on a Norwegian Cruise Line cruise a couple of years ago.
Listen to how he performs. No offense, I love Bon Jovi. I still admire and respect John and everyone. Right. But when he does "Living on a Prayer," it just doesn't have that oomph because it's like a melodic, like slow light FM version of a song.
He's living on a cushioned prayer right now.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Well, he can't hit the notes. He's got to tune it down.
But it's not even. It's not even as fast or furious or loud.
No, but you know what?
There's no emphasis in it.
So that album came out in 1986. Okay. Slippery When Wet came out. It was their third album, by the way.
Was Living on a Prayer on that, or was it on New Jersey?
Yes, Living on a Prayer was on there.
Correct.
Yep. Right, okay. It's a massive. That's the album is just fantastic. Yeah. I have the original cover with the girl with the wet T-shirt and the boobs popping out, and then that was too risque for a lot of retailers, so they came out with the road sign "Slippery When Wet."
Yeah,
but the original cover, Google it, is a girl in a yellow cutoff tank top with her boobs bursting. Anyway, so that song is 35 years old. Right. Now, there are people listening to some of you slices that are like, oh, 25, 30. You're like, love that song, even though it's older than you, because it's such a classic song. Classic, right?
Right.
If you've seen him in concert and heard the song with 35 years, you know what? It's kind of a cool vibe the way he does it now. It's sort of a nice change of pace. If I want to hear the rockin' version, I can put on the music myself. So right. I don't mind the adaptation. But there's some songs I feel like... Let It Rock. Is it Let It Rock? No. Some of his more upbeat, like thunderous anthems, I feel like you have to be upbeat for.
You talk about Kevin Rudolph? Let It Rock, Let It Rock, Let It Rock?
No. Okay. Anyway.
Whatever.
There's some Bon Jovi songs you have to play, and he does. He does play electric versions of some songs, but I think, he's married with kids. He's 60 or 50, late 50s, whatever it is, early 60s.
It happens.
You give love a bad name. It's like, you know, now he's talking about his kid's boyfriend.
Right. No, I get it. It depends on how
I got to meet John on a Norwegian cruise, so I was very excited.
I'm just going to say this. It depends on how much you loved these artists, these legacy artists we're talking
about.
Well,
who's your favorite? Would you go see U2?
U2.
Sitting in chairs?
If they did
an acoustic set, you'd go.
I'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
Beastie Boys.
Not even a question, I'd go. I know.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, I went to go see them act out their book twice. You know, they had their book coming out, and they did their book. They read from their book, and they told stories to the audience. There was no music involved there. But, you know, it's the surviving members of the Beastie Boys. How can I not?
I think you know what time it is. It's time to sit still. can't stand till Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, listen, getting older, it's a thing, right?
I'm just saying, Phil Collins.
I'm depressed now. I'm really, really.
Why are you depressed?
Because Phil Collins. What's Phil?
All right.
Oh, all right.
What are you going to do?
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know...
Oh, yes.
Yes. We do that on every break, by the way. You notice that?
What, the Brooklyn Boys podcast?
No, we both cut each other off, and then we both pause to see what each other had to say.
Oh,
like that.
See, like that.
There.
We got some angry text messages on the Elvis Duran Morning Show today, and I think sometimes people
want to... a pattern developing here, by the way, with angry texts.
Well, how about Monday? Well, I don't know what happened Monday. I'm not going to read them all, but Monday was just vile, angry, upset with everything, people. Offended, hurt, how dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself. So Danielle mentioned that Danielle and Elvis were talking about how they bought some stuff on Amazon. They got Amazon packages. I think Elvis said, everybody, what was the last thing you got from Amazon? And everybody went around the room and talked about what they got from Amazon. So people would text, a couple of people texted in, don't shop at Amazon, they treat their employees like crap, right?
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I understand the point, right? I understand what you're saying. But here's the problem. If you don't shop at Amazon, you've taught Jeff Bezos a lesson, but all those people who work there will lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, don't shop at that. What about the employees? They treat the employees like crap. But if the employees don't have jobs to be treated like crap.
That's right.
So I don't know where the balance is, but I think we far too often say, don't shop there.
Because you're not realizing the ramifications. And then you choose a company that's a bigger offender, but you don't even realize it because they're owned by another company.
Sometimes the people say, well, support local. And I'm a big fan of that.
Right.
But sometimes local businesses are owned by assholes.
Yeah. And guess what? Sometimes those local businesses go through Amazon to have their products sold.
Well, that's also true.
So, I mean, you can't just avoid them because they're, I don't know.
Well, do you remember it was about 10 years ago? Where everyone wanted to boycott gas stations for a day. That was always a thing. Like, that would be a big thing. Okay, on September 3rd, nobody buy gas. We'll teach these gas stations a lesson. These gas companies, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but you're going to go buy gas the next day.
On May 12th, you're going to get gas,
May September 4th.
So the only thing is their profits are just delayed by a couple of days.
Right. It's not like you're going to stop using gas. You're like, everyone's going to we're going to do a gas out on Tuesday.
Gas out.
Okay, then you're going to have long lines on Wednesday. Who are you? That's not how you fight a gas company.
No.
We're going to teach them a lesson.
You switch to electric. That's ultimately what you do. I'm going to oil heat. Fuck all y'all.
Well, that's still gas. You're talking about natural gas. That's,
natural gas versus oil. Oil heat versus gas.
Companies.
Yeah, but still, no, it's not. Oil heat versus gas heat?
Yeah, oil heat is still oil.
It's still oil. Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah.
Some of the same companies that make gasoline.
So you're fucked either way.
You're right. That's why you have to use natural gas.
In the world of fuel, then you would buy a Tesla.
Right. Right. If you really want to screw over the gas companies, you know, and the heating companies, just live in the cold.
Yeah.
Just live in a cold house. You'll show them.
Some utilities are unavoidable and you can't boycott. You know, I wanted to bring something up.
Well, you should get a podcast for
that. Maybe. So yesterday I was, how would you handle this, Brody? What would Brody do? WWBD.
Yeah.
Ordered a salad from Sweetgreen. I'm just going to call him out. I was struggling in my head. Do I call these people out or not? Yes. Sweetgreen. Sweetgreen, the famous chain. They have 122 stores around the country now. They're blowing up.
Like they sell vegetables, so I'm out.
Well, they sell salads. You know, not really your speed.
Well, they do a lot of salads.
But they do fancy salad. They do things with roasted like sweet potatoes in there. Ooh. And chicken.
Well, I like doing like roasted.
Spicy broccoli in there. They throw, you know, it's one of those salad places that have they made their mark. But here in the city, there are a bunch of locations.
New York City,
right.
Manhattan.
They opened up a location in Jersey.
Okay.
In New Jersey, Brody, Jersey. Now, here comes the relatable part where I think that, you know, what would Brody do?
Okay.
It's the only Sweetgreen this side of the Hudson. And by the way, it's a very well-respected and known brand.
We've established that. I'm dying to know what happened.
Well, I ordered a salad with a bunch of things in it. Oh, of course, no.
And did you have olives?
And
in it?
With some kind of pesto something dressing and chicken and, you know, a Scary Jones style salad. You know, they had a Parmesan shavings on it, a hard boiled egg in there.
So extra healthy.
Extra healthy.
Now, what is it in the Greek salad
pesto
you hate?
Cream. What?
What is it in the Greek salad you hated?
I forgot. Oh, nothing. I forgot. I don't know.
One of our earlier episodes.
Oh, pits. When they put pits in the... If they leave the pits in the olives.
Don't. That wasn't it. There was some mystery ingredient you didn't like.
Whatever it was. I don't know. The point here is, I ordered it through Seamless.
Tweet Scary. Let him remind him. God. You guys remember. Go ahead. So you ordered through Seamless.
Yeah. And I thought I smelled something funny. I thought something was up before I ordered it. Looked at my Google reviews. This place has reached a 3.0 out of 5 stars. I'm like, huh, that is awful. Then I go to Yelp and I see it has 2.5 stars. And I'm like, huh. Guess what? It's this fucking location. It's the specific location that fucks up your shit. But I said, you know what? It's Sweetgreen. How bad could it really be? All the other locations are fucking phenomenal and over the moon and off the charts awesome.
Nah, but that's a culture they've created over years where people know how to, you know, run the place.
Well, that's all the other ones. All the other ones have great reviews.
Right, now you're talking about a franchise or a new location.
That's where I went wrong. I ordered it Seamless. Let's put it this way.
It wasn't Seamless is what I'm hearing.
Well, it shows up. The fucking salad with all the delivery fees and all the extra extras cost me $30. And it was the only item I got.
Shaved cheese on top.
It was the only thing I got in the cart. It was the only fucking item. And when I've gone to Sweetgreen before, Brody, they used to fucking pile that thing into the bowl. And in fact, they used to put the cover on top. And the plastic cover was like a Starbucks cover where it would overflow. You know, the whipped cream.
Yep.
You know, little
the opening at the top.
You know how the Starbucks has the whipped cream dome.
The whipped cream dome.
Yeah,
right.
This salad used to come with a dome, and it used to just pack it on. Used to open up the fucking plastic.
Did they flat lid you?
Well, yeah. Not only did I get flat lidded, it gets worse. Brody, they flat lidded me, and it was only half full. It was like a soup bowl, a small soup bowl that was like kind of half full.
So half empty, wouldn't it?
I'm a pessimist today. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm the pessimist.
You are the pessimist. I'm the optimist.
Half full is the optimist.
I'm the optimist. Yeah, the pessimist. Okay. Yeah, but the salad wasn't even touching the flat lid. But it gets worse. They forgot the fucking salad dressing.
What?
Dude.
You're a salad place. How do you forget the salad dressing?
As far as I'm concerned, that's the entire meal. Because eating dry salad is not even an option. So I went on Seamless. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go back and forth because at first I called the place and they're like, I got Sweetgreen. I'm sorry, I went to called the place and I got pushed to Sweetgreen's online chat because the people at the local store don't want to hear from you.
They're too busy hiding the salad dressing.
They want to fuck you over. So yeah, that's exactly it. So they push you to the corporate chat. So I laid into them on the corporate chat and I'm like, look. I'm like, one of your local stores is leaving a stain on your brand. I said, because this, this, and this happened. Charged me $30 for a salad.
It wasn't a salad dressing stain, you know that much.
Exactly. So I said to them, and they're like, oh, sorry, you have to go to Seamless because you ordered your food from there. Well, Seamless.
That's bullshit. So Seamless,
I go to the what's missing, this and that and the other thing. And then Seamless is like, they don't even have salad dressing as an option. It's just like, is the cucumbers missing? Is the chicken? Is the beets? I'm like, no, none of the above. And it says, okay, we're done here. I'm like, no. And I hit rewind and I go back to the beginning and I say, okay. They made my order wrong. I chose that selection.
All right.
And Seamless goes, bloop, we've refunded you $31.
Oh, nice.
But that's what Seamless. But that's Seamless. My issue's not with Seamless. I'm still pissed at the fucking store. First of all, you're tarnishing the brand. I go now to the Google reviews. I go to the Yelp reviews. You guys, hey, Slices, Google Sweet Green, Hudson Street, Jersey City, New Jersey. 07310. That specific location.
You are hardcore.
No, Google it. Look at the reviews.
I at least say Davis Tire.
Look at the reviews. No, look at the reviews on this fucking place. It's one complaint after the next. They're so chinsy with the food. They're so
chinsy.
The salad was dry. Someone uploaded a picture of plastic wrap that was inside the salad. Say, I don't think this is supposed to be here. Am I paying extra for it? Like literally. Problem after problem. You know, I complained about the food not being up to par, and they said, yeah, so, and got belligerent with me, the people behind the counter. What a bunch of assholes. And they don't want to answer their phone. Who owns this fucking place? I'm so pissed. I'm just saying, this is wrong on so many levels. You're the only, I'm going to call it the flagship, Sweet Green for the state of New Jersey, because there are no other ones here. And this is your introduction, your debut to a very crowded salad market, might I add, in Jersey City and Hoboken. You know, there's a lot of people that are very big on salad, and there are 10 places that are 10 times better. But I see the Sweet Green logo. I'm a loyal customer of Sweet Green when all the city ones. And now they fuck me over here at this location. And I still have yet to get to anybody. I said, I want to talk to the general manager of the store. Who owns this place? Why the fuck are they not making good on this? I have to have Seamless jump in and bite the bullet on a $31 salad that right. You guys only filled up halfway and didn't even give me my dressing or apologize for. And all the corporate chat did was say, all right, we're going to pass this on. We're going to elevate this to corporate higher ups because it seems like some team training is in order here and they need to figure some stuff out. And I said, damn straight you do. Because you're disappointing customers left and right. This is your introduction to the Jersey City market. Oh, I'm so angry.
You sound angry. I don't know why you let these places get you so upset. You know me. I let it all roll down my back.
Oh, yeah, you, Brody.
Okay, but I can't. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to promise you guys an update because I had a very similar situation to what Skiri's going through with, we'll just call them TJI My Days. Okay. It was, I would say, 11.7 times worse than the story you just told. Yeah. And this was back in first week of August. So now we're looking at almost 2 months
yep.
where they have not helped me. Corporate has not helped me. However, while I was napping today, John from the corporate office called me, left me a voicemail to go over and talk to me about the situation I had in my local.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So this is after, wait till you hear the story. I'm not going to do it now because it's going to sound a lot like what you just told. And I don't want to, there's too much negativity.
Right. Listen, and by the way, I'm not going to, most Slices are saying like, yo, why didn't he say fuck Sweet Greens? And then, because I know that's what we do at the end right. of the rant. Truth
I'll let
is,
you do it.
Nope. Not going to do it because I love Sweet Green.
Uh-huh.
I love them. They're the best. Except for that store. So
okay.
fuck that location
okay.
of
Fair
Sweet
enough.
Green. Specifically, that
fuck
location.
Fuck you right in the Jersey City location.
Because they've
whatever.
Never, ever, ever done me dirty. And I've been going to them since 2015. I'm so angry right now.
Let me give you a customer service experience that wasn't necessarily bad, but because I'm prepared... this may be a helpful tip for you guys. So, I told you how I got locked out of my house. Did I tell that story?
Yes.
Right. So I broke a window by accident, a storm window. And so I took it to a window. I called a couple of window places. One company wanted $85. One company that had worked for me before wanted $65. And then a third guy who came very well reviewed wanted $30, but it would take a week. So it was longer. The other people were like 2 days. I'm like, well, I don't need a storm window. It's fine. I could last. So he said, yeah, $30, not a problem. Drop it off, and it'll take about a week because it was right after a storm here in the area. So a lot of people, it was after Ida. So a lot of people had like broken windows. So he was backed up. Okay. So he said $30. So in my notepad on my phone, I had put all the places, phone numbers and names and their estimates. This way I can remember what all the estimates were so I can look back and then make a decision, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, Bob's Glass, okay, 973, blah, 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 and $85, right? So it's all on my notepad. And then when I just decided to go with the $30 guy, I emailed myself his address, right, so I'd have it, and the phone number, and the quote of $30. You follow me so far?
I do.
So now I'm covered. I drop off the window, and I, very nice guy. He says, I'll give you a call. Give me a call next Wednesday, which was a week ago yesterday. So it's one of these, like, it looks like nobody's cleaned up the place or updated the place in 100 years. Yeah. Like, all the guy does is make glass,
yeah,
right? It's a shop. It's not a fancy store. It's a guy who just, he's got a table. He's got a table in the back with like for cutting. Right. He's got a desk and he's got a, like hundreds of window panes lined up in the front, leaning against the wall with tags on them. That's it. Bare bones. Pass the savings on to the consumer. Okay. No computer, right? Everything's on a notepad. He writes receipts down, post-it notes everywhere. Not the most, but he's got a system, right? You know, he's got a system.
Of course.
He's doing this 100 years. So I go to pick up my window, and he goes, here you go. He goes, that's $40 plus tax, blah, blah, blah. And I go, it was, sorry, you quoted me 30. No, the size of the window here, that's 40. So I said, uh-huh. Yep, that's
because you wait, but there's more glass, there's more of a job because it's bigger?
Nope, he didn't say that. He didn't say, look, it was harder than I thought. He said, oh, no, for this window, this window is 40. It's my standard, that's 40.
But what makes one window less than the other if it's the same labor?
Well, it may not be. It may be larger.
Okay, all right.
It may require to take off side screws. So I said, well, you quoted me 30. Nah, that doesn't sound right. So I take out my notepad and I show it to him. And he says, yeah, I don't think I would have said 30. Then I show him my email to myself. I go, look, I emailed myself on that date. You said 30. I wrote it twice. So he says, well, let me check the measurements again. And he measures the glass and he goes, son of a bitch. Yeah, that's 30.
Oh, wow.
So all I'm saying is, I'm not blaming the guy.
Yeah.
He was an honest man. He wasn't trying to take advantage. But sometimes people without a real filing system and a laptop, or, yeah, you know,
right,
he was going by post-it note and his memory.
And his memory. And he's trying to eyeball it. Yeah. That looks like that was $40.
And he put a post-it note on the frame and said 40, but I'm like, that's not what you told me.
Well, sometimes it's all, you know, it's all just opinion. How you feeling? Which way is the wind blowing?
Hopefully not towards my window because it was open.
You know, what kind of side of the bed did I wake up on this morning? You know, it's right. Like, I'm in a good mood.
Keep a record of your phone calls.
Always.
Always ask the name of the customer service person you spoke to.
Yes. Write it
down.
These
are all very important.
Have notes.
Can't argue with an email. With Brody and Scary. I was going to end on can't argue with an email. And then as I was saying it, you hit the jingle.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Now you could say it. And then I'll hit the jingle.
No, you already did it.
No.
You're not going to edit it. You're just going to play it twice.
I'm just going to play it twice. So go ahead. Do your joke.
You can't argue with an email.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
No, it's like 3 seconds dead air there.
Oh. Okay.
That's not professional. Okay, let's try one more time.
Say it again. Go ahead.
All right. You can't argue with an email.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There you go. That's radio professional right there. That's the kind of guy, what you just did there, with that quality on the third one,
right.
I would have you put together a girl group. That's...
There you go.
That's the kind of talent.
Hey, you know, we... Hello, there's that echo again, damn it! Bothered me so much.
There's no echo.
No. Hello! It's a little bit. All right, so we have some sound to go through, and you know, one of these pieces of sound that I loaded in is my voice. What the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Okay, hold on. I need an old clip first. Do you have the clip in the system of Kate?
Katie Babs?
No. Kate McKinnon doing the Verizon commercial?
Let me just take a look through my sound banks.
I have that.
There's limited space on this hard drive. So,
limited space. While you're looking at limited space, I want to read a tweet from Monster Donut Pants, Aranel Girl. She says, what? Because last week there was a problem with, you said my system had a problem. What? Scary Jones' $9.2 million recording system doesn't make up for David Brody's audio issues on the Brooklyn Boys?
No.
Now you don't have hard drive space?
Listen, this thing...
For $11.6 million, you don't...
You know what? Now, all right, I'll tell you what, dude. No, you're going to read that? Then fuck you. I'm going to read this, okay? From the Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com. Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
They're wrong.
At gmail.com. No, because you're pushing me to the edge. You're making fun of my equipment now. Go fuck yourself.
I pushed you to the edge.
Here we go. No, you're pushing me to the edge. From Paul Hickey. In all caps, get back in the studio. Scary, you guys need to do an in-studio podcast sooner rather than later. The banter and energy for sure will be electric. Get Brody off his... fucking couch and out of his house. Hashtag crappy Wi-Fi. So go fuck yourself.
Well, I'm not on a couch. I'm on a very comfortable business chair.
I'm just saying.
From Regency office.
So you want to make fun of the equipment? We don't have to use this equipment. We can go back in the studio and stare at each other face to face and use the radio station's $1 million setup. I'm just saying. Let's do it.
You told me you leave that studio at 10 o'clock sharp. Boom.
But if we were to do the podcast.
I'll think about it.
Maybe you'll think about it.
Do you have the Verizon sound?
We don't, but...
Well, I'm going to play it. Just to remind everybody what we ripped Kate McKinnon for.
Hi, Verizon launched the first 5G network, and now we want to be the first to give everyone the joy of 5G by giving every customer a new 5G phone on us. Old customers, new customers.
Right. Do you catch that? We want to give everyone... Right. We made fun of her.
We
said she doesn't work for Verizon. She's not giving you the phone.
Right.
We want to save you money on your monthly bill. Kate, you don't work for it. Remember we did a whole thing, right?
Yes.
This commercial ran on Z100 yesterday. Play the commercial, Scary Jones.
Oh, and by the way, there's going to be a part here. I thought you were going to go after me for something else.
I'm going to go after you for that too. But let's one thing at a time.
You have no case, my friend.
Just in time for fall, the Sloman's free doorbell camera and free home security system with professional installation is back. We're doing it all again. If you're one of the first 40 Z100.
We're doing it all again.
Stop. I already have a rebuttal for that.
Okay.
We're doing it all again. When I say we, I mean we here at Z100 are doing it again. Because if you listen to what follows, it's a solicit for a contest. It's call us right now. Be one of the first 40 callers to us. Listen again.
Just in time for fall, the Sloman's free doorbell camera and free home security system with professional installation is back. We're doing it all again. If you're one of the first 40 Z100 listeners to dial #250 from your cell right now and then say the keyword Sloman's, you'll get a free doorbell camera with installation of your Sloman's shield.
There you go. I never said that I'm Sloman's. I never said I'm wearing the hat. And we're doing it again because Sloman's is a partner of ours, and we all together are doing this for you. So call us right now. Boom. Call us because we want to dial in. They want people to dial in and press #250 and say the keyword Sloman's. I'm sorry. Did I just get a free commercial without having to play the jingle? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I figured you'd like
that. Now,
what's
the second part?
No, you tell me what the second part is.
The second part, if you're gonna say that my grammar is off and I said that it is instead of are, you're wrong.
I wasn't gonna say that.
Sloman's free doorbell camera and free home security system with professional installation is back.
Some would say
no.
They are back. It's
no.
But I'm saying it because it's a package.
Right. No, I did not. I was not calling you out.
Oh my God.
What?
Your internet went off. Now you're back.
No, I hit the mic cable.
It's back.
Yeah, no, you're right. I wasn't calling you out on that.
Okay. All right.
Not at all.
All right. All right. Moving on to other sound.
Yes. Oh, what other clips do you have there?
Oh, well, I have of course, the famous John Gruden clip.
John Gruden.
He's
bastard. Remember when we played the clip of the fan yelling about the home run? They had Las Vegas Raiders... Well, the Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden mic'd up and didn't turn his mic off.
Right.
So while the announcers are talking about the game, listen to John Gruden in the background.
And by the way, he is a former broadcaster and should know better. He was in the booth for Monday Night Football.
Right.
I had the 55-yarder to send the game into overtime. I mean, I think John is not the third man in the broadcast booth, but it's as if he is.
You can't really hear it. But
no,
you heard it.
Can.
I didn't this fucking guy in his fucking game. What was he saying? And by the way, it didn't help that they put the camera on him. So if you couldn't hear it, you could mouth the words along with it. So if there was any question what he was saying.
Right. The real problem is the cameraman who put the camera on him.
While he was cursing up a storm. What was he pissed about?
I don't know. I wasn't watching the game.
I'm not a fan of John Gruden.
So you have the Vikings clip?
Yeah.
All right. So some of you guys may have heard this already, but I was listening to the Sunday Drive. Now, the guy didn't do the line I wanted to play. Remember the guy? Channel 88.
Yeah.
He usually does with Bill Torrey and Phil Torrey and Bill Lucas. He does like a whole like Lucas. The most fake, right? They didn't play that particular rejoin when I was in the car for the half hour I was in the car. Yeah. So I couldn't get that audio for you guys.
But
I heard this clip when they went, let's go live. Because the Sunday Drive on the NFL channel, they go from game to game whenever someone's like in the red zone. Or close to scoring. So I heard this live. They're like, let's go live to Minnesota for the kick to win the game.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he
missed
it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
So, first of all, if you're an announcer, you have monitors. You also can see the line judges, like, put their hands up or wave them off. This guy is obviously a homer, which is fine.
What's a homer?
For his own team. It means the announcer overroots for the team. Yeah. Certain cities allow it.
I was about to say, that's terrible. Shouldn't these broadcasters remain sort of neutral? Isn't that bad? I don't know. I don't live. We live in New York City where they're not allowed to do that. So.
Well, here's the thing. Over the years, the Yankees have had announcers that were homers. Phil Rizzuto, former player, was a homer. I would say that the two current radio announcers they have now are major homers. Atlanta.
He's saying homer, by the way.
Atlanta was Skip Carey was a big homer. Right. Harry Carey in Chicago.
Right.
Certain cities, they've grown to love their announcers, and the announcers are part of the fabric, and they will cheer and live and die like a fan.
Right.
Whereas some announcers will be like, yes. Yes, home run. Oh, and they've yeah. taken the lead.
For
like
instance,
they capture the energy, but they don't be like, yes, yes. Right? They don't
right,
root. They'll
right.
be like, they're like, home run. Yeah, that's
here,
a
in
dead
New,
home run.
Here in New York.
What a
comeback. Oh my God, you're screaming into
Sorry.
The mic.
Sorry,
here in New York. Here in New York with Gary Cohen, Ron Darling, and Keith Hernandez, two former Mets and a former fan of the Mets. He grew up and went to every single game, Gary Cohen. They clearly are Met fans, but they're tasteful and classy in the way,
right.
and they will spank the Mets for making bad
right.
plays or letting
right.
things happen. They're fans of the game, and they want to be fair
right.
at the same time.
It's whatever you're used to. So I
just
found...
can't believe that this exists in other cities. I was shocked to hear how biased some of these announcers are. I mean, you'll never get it on a national like Joe Buck. You'll never get it on the national broadcast.
Well, because they're not fans of the team. They're going to miscellaneous games. When
right.
you watch like NFL
right.
on Fox,
but
it's the radio guys that are the Jet announcers are on the radio.
They scream and go crazy at the. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so biased. I never really listened or tuned into that before. So
By
anyway,
way, I'm gonna tweet something out. Let me pull up my Twitter.
Should we play this one more time?
High snap, put down, Joseph. Come on.
It's no good.
Are you kidding me? Mr. Right.
He missed it right.
I'm going to retweet this right now at David Brody. The tweet's called The Worst. And what it is, someone sent it to me.
Right.
Thank you for sending it to me. It is a kid stopping the tape of a Jets game. It's like a 12-year-old kid. And he breaks down the play and shows you how out of position everybody is. And let me pull up the clip because I want you to hear the audio of this. Because
yeah.
at one point, there's two Jets linemen standing off to the side. They look like they're about to block each other. There is nobody on the Patriots around. Listen to this kid. Hold
there's
on.
There's one play that sums up the New York Jets. This one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. You're 78.
I love that.
We have these two idiots. And literally, when you look at the picture, it's two Jets standing there like, oh, what do you want for lunch? I don't know. What do you want for lunch? There's nothing happening around them, but they're just standing there. And the quarterback is about to throw a horrific interception. And they are doing nothing. And
wow.
this kid watched the tape and shredded them.
And analyzed it. Good.
Oh, my
Good
God.
Good for him.
And then I want to give, this is props for you, Scary. You get the upper hand here. Stephanie Minker at Ville227. She tweeted at us, my daughter and I love the Brooklyn Boys, smart family. She said, Mom, you have to send this to them. Do you have their number? How cute is that? Maybe they will call us. She was too cute. Hope you enjoy. So this is a little girl in a minivan car seat. It looks like, here it is. Hold on.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast, Scary
Brody. So,
no, I'm a Scary Brody.
It's the bumper we play into commercial.
Yeah,
it's
this thing. Right, I'll play it. And people know what it is. I don't have to play it.
Yeah, and we also have one that says in Brody and
Brody
Scary.
And Scary, so right?
We don't see. You don't seem to play that one as much.
Yes, I do. I rotate. In
oh,
fact,
okay.
I just played yours three times in a row when we went to a false commercial. You dick.
I know. How great was that?
You got me to do it three times.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was at Target over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Love Target. Who doesn't love Target? Not
yeah.
a commercial for Target.
Target practice?
Not a commercial for Target. So I had two problems at Target. One was the cashier. So I went with one of my kids, and I got two boxes of cereal, some frozen pizzas, an ice cream that's also, you know, frozen.
Yeah.
A board game, some candy, whatever. So I like to organize everything on the conveyor belt when I go shopping.
Yep.
Put all the frozen foods together, all the cans, all the boxes, whatever. So I put the two cereals together standing up, and I put the frozen foods, and I put, you always put the potato chips or the eggs last.
Yes.
So that those bags end up on the top of your cart, right? She starts willy-nilly packing, right? So she puts the frozen pizza in the bottom of the bag. Then ignores the ice cream, grabs the box of cereal, puts that in with the frozen pizza.
Awful.
So I said, oh, I kind of want to keep the frozen food together.
Yeah.
So she says, oh, okay. Takes the box of cereal out, puts the ice cream in, right?
Oh my God.
Makes another bag.
What a mess.
Grabs one box of cereal, then tries to put the Monopoly game in with the cereal. I said, can you put the other box of cereal in with the cereal? And she says, you know what? That's a good idea.
Oh, you taught
that
grocery bagging 101.
They were next to each other.
Dude.
She a scary, no joke. She had to reach around the second box of cereal to grab the Monopoly.
Wow.
Second box was standing there like a tower, and she went around it and grabbed the Monopoly.
She just doesn't know.
Object?
I mean, she's just seeing things and you know, you got to do it by fragility, like how fragile something is, right? And Tetris. And the rest is a Tetris game. Like,
right.
How can I position this stuff? And you put the boxes together and the cans and
I
the bottles.
Everything.
Right? Yeah,
she's putting cereal boxes in with my frozen pizzas. Oh, come on, it's anarchy.
Come on.
But let me ask you a question. Do you play Monopoly?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I love Monopoly. Grew up, never in my whole life, and unfortunately,
I like
to
be the. I'm always the shoe or the hat. I love the shoe.
I used to play with my father, and I think I beat him once. I won't get to play with him again because I don't have him any longer. But that was our game: checkers and Monopoly. That was the only board game he wanted to play. He played it when he was young, and he loved Monopoly. Right now, since the days of my dad and me growing up with Monopoly and paper money. They've come out with electronic Monopoly and everything imaginable. Star Wars Monopoly. I've got a New York Jets Monopoly. And when you buy a New York Mets Monopoly or a Chicago Cubs Monopoly or a Disney World Monopoly, for the most part, I'm sure there'll be exceptions, but for the most part, what do?
They just change the property name and they change the cards. The community chest and chance.
Right, but it's still, instead of Boardwalk and Park Place, it might be like Space Mountain and
right. And they changed Splash Mountain. And they changed the figurines that you use to go around the board.
Right, but it's Monopoly.
It's still Monopoly.
Right. So we were at Target on Friday, and my daughter says, oh, look, there's Target Monopoly. And look, they give you a little shopping cart and a basket. The pieces are
cute.
You get a little shopping cart. How cute is that? And she and I have not played Monopoly in a long time. So she says, Daddy, can we get the Monopoly? I said, come on, man. We're paying. I didn't tell you the price yet, right? So I said, it's blah, blah, blah amount of money, which seems like a lot to pay for Monopoly. And it's just going to be Monopoly, but like with red stuff. She says, but I'll play it because it'll be different. I said, okay, fine. I'll break down. I'll get the Monopoly. How much do you think the Target Monopoly was?
$19.99.
$25.
That's a lot for Target Monopoly.
It's a lot for Target Monopoly. So we get home. We're all excited to play Target Monopoly. And she says, I want to be the dog. Well, the dog has a little butt, a flat butt.
Should have the bullseye over its face from the commercials.
It may have, but it's the little dog figurine.
Okay.
And it has like three legs and a butt. But if you don't place it perfectly, it falls over.
Oh, that's jankety Monopoly.
Right? There's a shopping cart, which is fine. And I don't know what else the pieces were because she was the dog.
But
I was the shopping cart.
Fell over.
The instruction booklet is about 6 pages long. Why? Because it's not Monopoly, Scary.
It's not?
It's got the board, right? The board looks like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Everything is cleverly, you know, rechanged to, you know, housewares and computers and televisions. So they've done the usual. But the rules of the game are completely different. You get little properties, but you don't. You can buy a property, right? You can buy TV, and it's tiny, right? And it fits in your little basket. It's not like the big properties. There's no rent.
Yes.
There's no mortgage.
Nope.
There's no houses. No hotels.
Oh man, that's watered down shit.
You have to check out from free parking where the registers are, or go, right? Once you buy a property, someone else lands on it. They can buy it from you. You can buy it twice. You have to then save up coupons. All the cards.
Okay, I already hate this game.
It's a nightmare. I'm not going to. The point is, It's really, it's like a monopoly with like, it's like you made, you, let's say your mom made the perfect marinara sauce, right? The perfect red sauce.
And then
and someone
yeah.
came along and squirted mustard in it and mixed it up and said, here's mom's sauce. You're like, what the hell's mustard doing here? No. Don't worry about it.
Awful. Awful.
It's so confusing.
Bucket.
So please, if you want to confuse your kids and yourself.
Buy Target Monopoly.
Buy Target Monopoly.
I have.
I may return it. Can I return it once it's open on the grounds it sucks?
Yes. I would do that if I were you. Ugh. Okay. Now I have something for you guys right after this. Please.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Yeah, I feel like we brought this up on the big show, and Brody didn't have a chance to comment on it, and I think we should do it again.
That's a pattern.
Well, you don't get to talk on the big show. Otherwise,
no,
half the stuff that you'd talk on about this podcast, you'd be able to expand on. See, I get to speak about things on the big show, but I don't get to expand on them.
That's right, because you're an executive producer, and I'm only an executive producer.
That makes no sense. Earlier this week, we had a little mini conversation about etiquette with photos. Taking pictures.
Yep.
I wanted to know how you feel about being in the middle of a picture and what do you do with your arms? Because I tend to think, and I said this on the air and I'll say it again, I think it's selfish if you stand in the middle of a picture and you have your arms at your sides or you let everybody put their arms around you like you're the middle and you're the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whereas I think a better look is by putting your arm. If you're in the middle, you put your left arm around the left person, the right arm around the shoulder of the right person, and it's kind of like chummy. It's more endearing. It's more like we're a group taking a picture.
Okay, it's
and
risky,
it doesn't
though.
Matter that I'm in the middle.
No,
it's not.
It's
it doesn't
risky.
Matter that I'm in the middle because I'm actually, we're all together in this.
No, it's a risky move.
Why?
Well, first of all, if it's two women, it's doubly risky. But let's just keep it as two people, right? If you do the double reach around and then they don't, then you're going, should I not be doing the double reach around? Is this awkward? Did I take this to be a closer friendship than I thought? Because now they're standing there going, this guy's arms are around me. So I do the, like when I take pictures with celebrities, I do the reach around, but I don't touch them. So my hand is behind them.
Yes.
So that my arm has somewhere to go. but I don't touch them. Even if they, like, sometimes, especially the female celebrities, they'll put their head on my shoulder. They'll put their hand on my shoulder, where I'm like, oh, okay, as long as you did it. But I will not touch their back.
Really? I do.
No, the move I do, usually, if I don't know the people well enough, if they haven't put their arms around me, is I'll cross my arms, like, you know, like an 80s sitcom, like, hello, I got my arms crossed.
But you don't
I'll do that.
You don't. But you. And then some people, a lot of people. You ever see The Breakfast Club? Envy and DJ Envy and Charlamagne and Angela Yee, when they take a picture with a celebrity, nobody touches anyone. In fact, they all have their different poses. Like one guy will have his arms crossed. Envy will have his left leg up against the wall, and
those are not only radio professionals.
But it looks like a magazine cover every time. I'm like,
I know they're TV professionals.
They're perfectly styled. I'm like, why can't we do more of that? I mean, maybe that's the solution.
Maybe that's why you and I don't have TV shows and radio gigs like that.
Well,
our own morning show.
I'm just trying to figure it out because when I look at pictures, I judge. If I see that the person in the middle, or they'll have an arm around one person and the other arm is limp, I'm like, I guess they don't like the person on their right enough to
see,
put their arm up.
When you take a picture with a boy band, like if you take a picture with Backstreet Boys, they everybody puts their arms around everybody.
Yeah.
Like that's their pose. So then you're like, you're in the middle of it. That's fine. You could be in the middle because it looks like they're all like buddying up to you. But and if they say like, sometimes they'll like move in a certain way, like, so you'll move your arms and then you're closer.
Yeah.
And then you have to put your arms behind them because they're so close. It's like squished.
Yep.
To get in the photo. Like if they're like, everybody squish in, you can't get everybody in the picture. Like with a large group, you got to put your arms around them. I still don't touch them though. Do you touch them?
I do. Every one of them.
Ooh.
Now, celebrities aside, I also realize I do something else.
Yeah.
When I'm taking pictures with women versus pictures with men. And this is this goes for our listeners. No, not necessarily. I smile. I give big smiles all across the board.
Yes, you do.
But with the guys, I go over to the shoulders, and with women, I go to their waist. I put my arms around their waist. In fact, one time, accidentally, and this is embarrassing, someone pointed out that I had a picture with someone, and it was a woman, and I guess they were so small, they were so petite, that my arm went around them and over around. And it looked like I was touching their boob from like a reach around from the back all the way back to the front, from the front to the back, from the back to the front, like that.
I'm like,
oh my God, it's embarrassing. You can see my fingertips on their underboob.
That's too high up.
But then again, I'm a tall person though, and they're shorter than me. So obviously, what's the right answer there?
You got to angle down.
And I'm never going to put
down. I've done the reach around.
Do you
and
do
I don't
a crouch?
Reach around.
Do you do a crouch at that point?
No. Well, you know, when I now I don't think she does it anymore. But the first three or four times Taylor Swift came up to the radio station, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you'd know this. But otherwise, you wouldn't know this. And you didn't go to high school with me or my cousin, you're not a Facebook friend of mine. I'm sorry. But in my private galleries, all of my pictures with Taylor, because she's so tall, I felt really short next to her. So I said, hey, can you crouch down if you're really short? And I would stand on my tippy toes and she would crouch down a little bit. And so I have pictures of her like standing straight and then crouching, standing straight, crouching. So she was a good sport about it. But by the time it was like the third one, she's like, I know you want me to crouch down. It was like a joke. She remembered me. She's like, oh yeah. And she'd crouch down because Taylor's tall. And then with the heels, she's really tall.
Right.
And it makes you look really
short. I'm surprised that you put your arms around her after what she's been through.
This is all 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012.
There was a very public lawsuit with a radio DJ.
Well, I know. No, I've never put my hand on Taylor.
Yeah.
I always put my arm I would put it like behind her. 6-7 inches away from her back.
Yeah. If I think that they're uncomfortable, I do the same thing. I hide it in the back. So to the person looking at the picture, it looks like I have my arm around them, but I'm not touching them.
I will tell you that I make this observation and tell me if you think I'm wrong. Sometimes newer artists and artists who haven't had a hit in a while are much more touchy-feely friendly in photographs with people at radio stations.
I believe it.
Like, you get a girl who has, like, unsigned, or she has like her first song, her album's coming out, and she has like one single.
Yep.
A lot of times they'll do the lean on your shoulder thing.
Yep.
They'll put like hand over hand,
When I met Dua Lipa before any of her songs were out.
Right.
She was an unknown, and she came in
like, oh, she leaned on me, right? Like she put her hands on my shoulder. Dua Lipa. Right. Dua Lipa. They're very good. But that won't happen again.
No.
First of all, I think the record labels are like, hey, you know, and plus I don't think, after a while, I feel like they're like, oh, radio DJs, take pictures with them, whatever. But when they're starting out, they're very casual. It's all very, you know, whatever. But like boy bands, always with the arm around, always. Always very friendly boy bands.
Yep.
Just saying. So. Hey, we were talking before about the other David Brody, right?
Yeah.
So there's other people with famous names of famous people, with names of famous people that aren't famous.
True.
Well, that happened to me. I got tricked unintentionally or otherwise.
Well, before you go into that, let me just give you one example. My friend, a longtime friend of mine, his name is Jeffrey Epstein.
All right. We met him in Carmine's.
I'll leave it right there.
Right.
That's his real name. And now he's like, don't.
Yeah. That's a problem.
It's a problem.
So I'm listening to the Fantasy Football Channel on Sirius XM because I'm a hardcore fantasy football player. And the guy says, hey, good friend of mine is coming up to talk about whatever he was talking about. And he says, you know, this guy's made a name for himself in the fantasy world. And I got lucky enough to meet him years ago. We've stayed friends. I consider myself very fortunate. And so my buddy Ryan Reynolds is coming on to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, this guy knows Ryan Reynolds. Now, a lot of celebrities have fantasy football teams, and they'll come on.
So you thought maybe Ryan Reynolds was coming on to give you his picks or tell you what he thought, right? Right.
And a lot of celebrities, you guys are probably, if you've ever listened to sports stations, there are athletes that love fantasy football, or celebrities rather, and they'll come on and give their picks, and they'll be in leagues, and they're like everybody else. So I'm like, oh, who doesn't love Ryan Reynolds? This is great. He's like, yeah, my buddy Ryan Reynolds. And so his co-host goes, how'd you get Ryan Reynolds? You know, like, he's like, I met him years ago. Now he's blowing up. He's got a new column out that he writes for this website. Like, Ryan Reynolds writes a fantasy football website. This is tremendous. So the guy comes on. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Reynolds. And he's like, hey, everybody. I'm going to talk about my picks this week. I'm like, this isn't fucking Ryan Reynolds. So apparently this guy's a big deal now in fantasy football.
And now you got to listen to his name every time, and you're going to be psyched out every single
time. No, the point was, he was making a big deal about his buddy Ryan Reynolds, because the guy in the fantasy world is worth knowing,
I think. He did that on purpose, just for tuning. He's like, hey, guys, got Ryan Reynolds coming up, my friend Ryan Reynolds.
He never once said, hey, same name as the famous guy.
Nope. He wanted you to think it was really him. That was him doing a little tease, a little tuning, a little tickle your balls with a feather.
Right, he didn't say I went to college with him. I met him at a thing years ago.
No.
Yeah.
No, he did that on purpose.
Absolutely.
Of course.
So
my friend Jeffrey Epstein's coming. Jeff Epstein on the next broadcast of the Big Brooklyn Boys podcast.
See, but Jeffrey Epstein, the famous one, he's dead.
Right.
He may or may not have hung himself, depending on what conspiracy theory you're into.
Adam Levine. Adam Levine coming up next week on the show.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm an accountant.
Well, I know an Adam Levine. I actually know Adam Levine. Yeah. I'm going to call him up. I haven't spoken to him since middle school, but, you know, he's around. It's Matt Adam Levine. All right. Speaking of middle school and Brooklyn, and are we doing something in Brooklyn coming up?
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
You mean the New York Comedy Festival?
No. That would be Manhattan.
I know. That's why I'm trying. We're in Brooklyn.
I thought we were supposed to. We were
supposed to do something on the rides in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it never happened. It never materialized. I thought they were going to save it for fall, but maybe not. Maybe that's a dead conversation.
Well, I'll tell you on Monday.
They were trying, in the background, we'll just be honest, they were trying to bring the Brooklyn Boys to Brooklyn with all y'all listening and all the slices, although you don't say y'all in Brooklyn.
No, we do not.
Yeah, but we were supposed to do something, and it just never happened. But
so, what are we doing in Brooklyn, Scary?
Well, right now, nothing.
So I thought you knew something I didn't.
No. I thought we were going to do that, but I heard that was still maybe on the table for the fall. But I could be wrong.
I don't know.
What I heard.
I don't know.
All right, your dog's howling at the moon. I think we should. And we got a cruise ship to board, and I got to pack. So.
I want to just tell you my Taco Bell story, because I want to end on a Brody kind of note.
You want to end on a negative? Go.
Well, so I went to Taco Bell, as I often do, I'm still a big fan. And I'm with my kid. This is after Target, right? After the incident at Target. She's like, hey, let's go to Taco Bell. So Taco, I may have mentioned this before. They close at 11, okay? At 9 o'clock, I'm in the parking lot trying to order our food on the app. Because this way, when I customize it, I know it's right. You go to the window, and it's like, hey, you know, no this and no that. And, you know, it's whatever. I'd rather do it in the app where it's all customized already, and I have it preset. And I just go boom, 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 boom. And I pull up, I go mobile order for David. Done, right? 9 o'clock on the dot, I hit purchase. I go to hit purchase. It says, the store's closing soon. We can't take your order. What?
Huh? 11 o'clock. What happened to that?
Yeah. So I pull into the drive-thru and the girl says, can I take your order? I said, I'm trying to place the order through the app. She says, and it says you closed soon. What time you open until? 11. Well, why won't the app take my order? I don't know. Well,
why don't you find out? I mean, you work here.
So I said, well, can you, maybe the manager has it set to closing at 9, like during the pandemic.
Right, an accident.
And you got to change it to 11? She goes, hold on. So the manager comes over and he says, yeah, it does that.
It does that, right? And by the way, that means they have no plans to correct that because obviously they've been told before it does that.
Right. I said, but you're open 2 more hours. He goes, yep, that's the way the app works. But the app thinks you're closing soon. I want to use the app. And he says, yeah, that's the way it is. Well, have you complained to anybody? No, it's just the way it is.
Because you know what? You're a bad manager. That's why. That's why you didn't complain to anyone. Be so thorough. Do your job.
The girl gets back to me and she says, what can I get you? Because I have to order, right? So I said, give me, now again, I have to order my food with the modifiers. Right? Anything extra I want to order, anything without,
we know,
I have to say
we
them.
Know. Bro,
so I say, okay, so my daughter likes to add nacho cheese to the Doritos Locos Tacos. So I said, I need 3 Doritos Locos Tacos. Anything else? And I said, yep. Add nacho cheese to that. Okay, anything else? Yeah, I need a soft taco. No, anything else? Yeah, I want to order the soft taco with no lettuce. Okay, 2 soft tacos, 1 no lettuce. No. The first one, no lettuce. Okay, anything else? Yeah, I need the chicken melt. And anything else? So I said, you know, if you could just stop saying anything else, I'd like to just let me finish talking. Okay. I need a chicken melt with rice and tomato. Okay, 2 chicken melts, 1 with rice and tomato. No, I didn't. The first one I'm modifying. That's the first one. Okay, anything else? Yeah. I would like to order a case. Anything else? Like, she kept anything else-ing me.
Right.
So at that point, Scary, I have to be honest with you. On principle, I didn't want to stop ordering.
Just to make her realize how stupid she sounded.
I felt like if I say that's she would have been right.
So a normal person would have sat there and say, uh-huh, take a pause, wait for you to say something else.
Right.
Uh-huh, take a pause. Right. And once there's a pregnant pause, then you say anything else.
Right. So, Scary, you drive up to my drive-thru. I'm that girl. Go ahead and order something.
Hi. I'd rather, you know, go to Dunkin'. So, like, can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese
else?
Croissant?
Anything else?
Can I get
Will
a
that be
mocha?
All?
If I could have some maple glazed bacon.
Anything else?
Oh, I'd punch you in the fucking face.
that's how she was. I'm like, oh, my daughter is, like, backhanding my leg. Like, you all know, right. Hey, okay. So, my daughter's like, leave her alone. She's doing her job.
Brody,
leave her alone.
Brody, all right. We're good. Anything else?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not done yet. Oh. So, we get the food. We get the food, and there's no nacho. So, my daughter was defending her. We get the food. My daughter's nacho cheese is not on the Doritos. She goes, that girl sucks. I said, you were defending her. She goes, well, I thought she was just trying, but she clearly wasn't.
She wasn't.
No.
She's a nincompoop. She's
and I looked
Nimrod.
Into her seat, and it did not say nacho cheese. Because I said it, she added it, and then took it off because I didn't want double the order.
Anything else, Brody?
Anything else?
Brody, anything else? You good?
No, you know what, Scary? One more thing.
What?
Hit the Brooklyn Boys jingle.
Anything else?
No, I'm not singing this time. You do it.
Me?
Yeah, you do the Brooklyn thing.
Tomorrow I'm going to visit my parents in Brooklyn!
The
Boom.
Boys!
Mic drop!
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Time.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.